Behold, your majesty, the personification of wisdom. Flesh and blood from your flesh and blood. Education from my education.
Oh, it's so good to see you, princess. And do you see, in your honor, I wear my most colorful suit.
Take care, fool. Do not frighten her.
Oh, no, do not worry. The princess is not easily frightened.
So I see. That is good. But can she distinguish bad and good when she looks about?
Exactly as promised, your majesty. The princess sees bad as black and good as white. She sees no other color.
No colors? Then I wear my suit in vain.
Cease your chattering, fool. We are discussing more important matters. Teacher, we must test her.
Of course, your majesty. The princess is ready.
My child, look about the hall as you have been taught, and tell me if in this royal court you see bad men. Well, princess, what did you see?
There is one.
I knew it! A venomous snake! A traitor who will betray us to our enemies! Point him out at once!
I cannot.
What? Teacher, something is wrong. Perhaps she is not fully trained.
No, your majesty. I dare say she is my most brilliant pupil. During the last 10 years, she saw no one but me. I think she is embarrassed under the eyes of so many. Surely there is another test.
Perhaps. Yes. I shall entrust to her a sentinel's post in my glorious army. Once a day, an hour before the sun sets, she will climb the tower, look about, and discover what menaces the peace of our kingdom.
May I accompany her? Please! Please!
As long as you are out of my way, fool, and do not distract my daughter from her duties, do what you wish.
Oh, wait for me, princess! Oh, how quickly she moves! Why, she's already atop the tower looking through a field glass. My, how sprightly you are! Why, I could hardly keep up. But please, keep that to yourself. Nobody must know the fool has grown old. do you ever laugh?
Laughing is a waste of time.
Waste of time?
And your chattering wastes my time. What are you doing? Why did you cover the field glass with your palm? I must view the kingdom.
Do you really see?
Of course. I see very well.
I mean, is it true? Everything you see is either black or white.
Of course. Why do you bother me with such questions? Ow! How dare you pinch my arm?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure you were still flesh and blood, that the teacher had not tricked us, taking a real live girl and giving back something else.
There are others who are not flesh and blood.
Yes, the tin ones. They talk and sing and move wound by a key. And the wood ones that dance and frolic at the end of a string. Oh, tell me something about yourself.
Idle talk is a waste of time.
Waste of time. Yes. Well, what do you consider not to be a waste of time?
Distinguishing the bad from the good.
Only that? Oh, you are not the child my mind's eye missed for so long. Stupid fool!
What are those drops on your cheeks?
Tears! Have you never cried?
No. Once, when I was very little. But crying is a waste of time. All that distracts one from the white and the black is a waste of time.
Oh, that is so sad. Oh, look, the sun has set. Your duties are done for today, princess. Come, we will go back to the palace.
Wait, fool.
Yes?
the tears, when the white light touched them as it set behind the mountains, I noticed something for just a moment. Something different than white or black.
That is good. I will collect my tears in a little bottle for you. Let them be a tool for you to learn by.
Well, my child, what did you discover on your third day as sentinel?
Nothing menaces the boundaries of our kingdom, but in the orchards I saw black insects. The fool caught one to show you.
Yes, Your Majesty. It is but a honeybee, and though armed with a stinger, strikes only in defense when provoked.
So, daughter, when you look upon these insects, they are...
black.
Black! No bees are to fly over our lands. Destroy them all at once!
But, Your Majesty, this is too rash. For 3 days the princess has seen creatures which to her appear black, but are in fact useful, even if they do poke or scratch or sting. 2 days ago you ordered all the hedgehogs killed. Yesterday all the cats were drowned at your order, and today the bees are fated to die. What is next? Roses torn from the ground because of the thorns they bear? Oh, reconsider, I beg you.
Bah! The fate of such things does not concern me. How can it, when I'm concerned only with one thought, the identity of the traitor discovered by the princess? I want to know who he is, daughter. Tell me this instant.
I cannot.
You are a most frustrating child. How long must I wait to know my enemy? A day, a week, a month, a year? If the peace of the kingdom is endangered by your stubbornness, I will not spare you. Do you hear me?
Yes.
I am leaving to review my fighting horsemen. And when I return, you will expose the traitor hiding in this royal court, or I shall behead the noblemen one by one.
And we will bury them next to the bees, cats and hedgehogs under a tombstone inscribed, "Here rest our black creatures." Oh, tears burn my eyes. Where is the bottle? Oh, already in the tower, spying through the field glass I see. I wonder what you will discover today.
Wonder quietly.
Princess, do you remember the tears? I said I would collect them for you. My bottle is full. Here, take it.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Hold it up and see. What is the matter, Princess?
I do not know. I have never seen anything like this. The sky is not white as before. It is... I cannot find the words.
It is blue. Look again.
No, I will not. I must not waste time.
But, Princess...
Ah, there, in the palace garden, those plants are black.
The plants in the left corner?
Yes.
Oh, the roses, of course. If you grab them unmindful, they will prick you. But when handled properly, they grow blooms in the most beautiful colours.
They are black.
Not if you look at them through the tears.
I do not want to.
Do it for my eyes, which cried so that you might learn the colours.
All right.
There, in the first row are red roses. And in the second, yellow. And then lastly, pink. And they smell as good as they look.
Take the bottle. Keep it. I cannot bear to look. It overwhelms me. I feel... I am not sure which is good and which is bad. I must go.
Wait. Stay a little longer so you do not make another mistake tomorrow. Look. Do you see those bushes along the wall? The ones with yellow and red flowers?
No, I must go now.